Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, Kiddushin 31a, pagination is 61, and we will start from the bottom, about a third of the way up. The last word on the line is Ba'u. Ba'u minei mei ravula. They asked the following question of Rav Ula. Adeichon kibud av v'eim, how far does honoring your father and mother go? And the initial theme of this Gemara was the child's responsibility to honor their parents. In the very last lines of the Amud, the discussion is going to be if the parent embarrasses the child in public, can the child respond? And to what extent is this responsibility of honoring a parent? What emerges, and what is going to be our theme today in this selection, is the difference between someone who's mitzuva ve'ose, commanded to do a mitzvah, and a person who does the mitzvah but was eino mitzuva ve'ose, a non-commanded person, and he's doing the mitzvah. He recognizes that it's an important thing to do, but he doesn't have an intrinsic responsibility, never commanded to do so, and therefore they're really doing it on a voluntary basis. Omar Lohem, regarding the initial question, Kibud av v'eim, Rav Ula answered, Tzu'u ure'u, go out and see. In other words, go to anecdotal evidence. Ma'osa oved kochavim echad ba'ashkelon, what a certain non-Jew did, v'dama ben Nesina shemo, his name was Dama ben Nesina, pam achas bikshu chachamim parkematya, there was once a time that the sages of Israel wanted to do business with him, and it was b'shishim riboschar, he stood to earn 10,000s of wealth. Vayamafteach munach tachas mirashosav shel aviv. And the key to the safe was underneath his father's pillow. Velotziaro, and he did not wake his father up to get the key. The Gemara explains that the case was Avonim lo'efod, that Dama ben Nesina had a stone that was needed for the ephod, for the holy garments in the Beis HaMikdash, and they needed that specific color stone. And Dama ben Nesina had it, but he didn't wake his father up and lost the deal as a result of the delay. They apparently got it from someone else. L'shano ha'acheres, the Gemara continues, one line up from the widest lines, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Secharo, Hashem rewarded him, Shenoda lo para aduma be'edro, that a para aduma was born in his flock. This description of the perfectly red cow that can be used for the para aduma as described in Parshas Chukas. Nichnasu Chachma Yisrael Etzlo, so the sages came to him to buy this para aduma. Amalohem, and he told them, Yodei ani bochem, I know very well about you, Shimani mevakesh mikem kamamon shaba olam, that if I asked you for the ultimate sum of money in the world, atem nosnimli, you would give it to me because you need your para aduma, which is apparently very rare. Ela, all I'm asking of you is reimbursement of what I lost from that sacrifice of honoring my father. Which, as I mentioned, is the big lesson of this Gemara. If a person who's not commanded gets such an enormous reward, Mitzuva ve'osa alachas kama ve'kama. If a person is commanded, he's certainly going to get an even greater reward. De'amar Rabbi Chanina, as we learnt, Gadol mitzuva ve'osa mimi she'eino mitzuva ve'osa. There's greater reward for a person who was commanded to do a mitzvah than the person who was not commanded to do the mitzvah and does the same mitzvah voluntarily. Greater if you were commanded. And the question is why? Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskil Gadol, tells us that the reason would appear to be Lefisha Doeg Umitzta'er Yoser Pen Ya'avar. Once the obligation is placed on a person, they are worried and they're pained not to be in violation. There's a certain stress, and that stress is what causes greater reward. We could understand this Tosfos on two levels. One level, like Rabbeinu Yonah describes in the beginning of Avos, on the topic of siyog, making a fence to protect one's observance, that when a person makes that fence and worries about observance, they're really displaying that the observance is important to them. I give the example of a person who says he'll be up on time in the morning, or the same person if he sets an alarm clock. Setting an alarm clock is an act that shows that it's really important to you. And that concept of worry, that concept of making sure that I do it, earns the person who was commanded a greater reward. Another possibility, which we've seen very clearly in our generation, is that it's easier to do a mitzvah or a good deed if it's volunteerism. The joke is that if the Ten Commandments would have been called the Ten Suggestions, then many people would observe them. Whereas now with the Ten Commandments, people have it harder to do that. And perhaps that is the dimension of mitzuva ve'osa getting a greater reward. Some say that on a spiritual level, that's really what's happening. That on a mitzuva ve'osa, if a person is commanded to do a mitzvah, then the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, has them as a target to try to get them not to do the mitzvah. Whereas if a person does not have the commandment, so it's a free ride, and the Yetzirah does not get involved because they weren't commanded. I've also thought, perhaps, that the reason that a person who's commanded gets greater reward for a mitzvah is because if he was commanded, that means it's his mission to do the mitzvah. And therefore, when you do your mission, you get more reward. Whereas if a person does nice things, those nice things get reward, but not the same type of reward. In any case, that's the concept that we encounter here, that if a person is commanded, then he's getting greater reward than a person who does it on a volunteer basis. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.